Good morning. Welcome to New Dawn. My name is J. Donald Walters. I'll be with you this next quarter hour talking about ways to find happiness, peace of mind, and wisdom to cope with the challenges in your life. Soon, I hope you'll be welcoming a new dawn of possibilities in yourself. Remember, whatever you want changed in your life, it begins with you. I'd like to read to you today from Do It Now, my little book of sayings. There's a store, by the way, we just heard from in New York City that says that they can't keep this thing on the shelf. It almost leaps out at its customers. It's the second best-selling book in their store. I'm always happy to hear that kind of thing, because when I wrote this book, I was so enthusiastic about it and felt that it would reach so many people that I decided to put in $5,000 of my own money just to buy up copies that I could give out free to people. I knew it would take them time to buy it, so I just wanted them to have it right away. And I still feel that same enthusiasm. Today I want to read you this saying, and it's a less vital one in a sense, but still a useful one. Whenever it is convenient, turn the palms of your hands upward. You'll develop attitudes of relaxation and acceptance. Now, obviously, turning the palms of your hands upward is something you can do sometimes, not always, by no means inconvenient to do always. But the essence of this saying is what that position helps you to develop, and therefore the attitudes of relaxation and acceptance. And I want to talk more about those attitudes, this being just one way, turning your palms up, of helping you to develop those attitudes. Relaxation, however, acceptance, these are very important attitudes for all of us in life. We keep trying, most people, to impose their will on outward circumstances, to say, this is how it should be, this is how I want it to be, not listening to other people, not giving them their space to express themselves, feeling that being afraid that you'll lose control if you let other people have their say or their way. And to be relaxed about things, one thing people sometimes ask me, how long did it take you to overcome feeling nervous when you lectured? I was only 22 when I was put out in the public to lecture, and it was sort of like throwing me out of the nest, you might say, and forcing me to fly. And yet when I look back, I realize that I never was nervous. And I know, too, that the reason I was never nervous is that I've always been relaxed about what people think of me. And so I think that if I'm a fool and they discover it, then they're only discovering the truth, so why get nervous about it? And if they think I'm a fool and I'm not a fool, then they're simply wrong, and so why get nervous about that? And so, in fact, I've never been nervous because I just figure that I can be relaxed with their attitudes. It doesn't matter. The truth is all that matters. And rather, I am more concerned that they understand the truth of something than that they understand me. After all, the truth is something so much larger than this little Donald Walters that he's insignificant in comparison to that greater reality. But an attitude of relaxation and of acceptance, just letting people be what they are. I have found that there's a lot of joy in it, too. People aren't exactly the way you might want them to be, but it's really rather a game to see how they are, to go along with that, to realize sort of in a relaxed way that each one of them has to take his time, has to grow in his own way, has to arrive at understanding in his own way. And so it was sort of in that spirit, I think, that a dream came to me of a melody, and I'd like to play that melody. It's from the Mystic Harp, played by Derek Bell. And this melody came to me, as I said, in a dream. I was in the dream seeing a woman sort of through mist. I couldn't see her clearly, and she was singing, but the song also was as if coming through mist. I couldn't hear the words well. She was sitting on a cliff overlooking the sea, and that feeling of sort of all-enclosing mist, as if sort of rounding out the sharp edges, ties in well, both musically and conceptually, with this thought of relaxation and of acceptance. So while I didn't hear the words, and the scene wasn't all that clear, the melody was clear. And when I woke up, I wrote the melody down, and that's what you're going to be hearing now. This song is called Mist, and it's from the Mystic Harp, played by Derek Bell, the famous harpist of the Chieftains. Thank you. That was Mist, played by Derek Bell in the album The Mystic Harp. And this concept of just learning to accept, not getting uptight about things, not think they have to be clarified to the point where everything is black and white, definite, and so on. There's so much of that in our culture today, particularly in America. People sort of feel that they've got to be on top of everything, have a firm grip on it, know just what's happening, know all the statistics, and we're always busy with fact-finding things and so on. It's good to be a little bit sort of pulled back from that, a little bit relaxed. As they say in Hawaii, hang loose, although I don't really like that image because it sort of suggests soft muscles and an inability to cope. And certainly you've got to be able to cope with things on their own level of reality. But once you've coped, once you've done what you have to do, once you've been efficient as you need to be, then to be able to pull back and relax into yourself again, to be able to be centered, is probably the one of the most important keys, if not the most important key, to being able to react appropriately under all circumstances, so that if such and such a thing happens, it's like a person on a ski slope. If a mogul suddenly appears before him, he has to be centered enough to be able to turn suddenly left or right. And also in your life, the more centered you are, the more calm, accepting, and relaxed you are, the more you'll be able to respond immediately, in an instant, and also appropriately. So I've offered here also an aid to that relaxation. Let me read this saying again. Whenever it is convenient, turn the palms of your hands upward. You'll develop attitudes of relaxation and acceptance. Joy to you.